Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Got a fondue set at home? Used it more than once? If you have, you are very much in the minority. The fondue set was recently voted the worst value home gadget, with 56% of owners paying an average of $60 or so to use it once. Other gadgets that people regret buying include fizzy drink makers, melon ballers, speedometers, and ice cream makers. I wonder how many of those we've got in our cupboards. Well, I've got two fondue sets. I don't have the fizzy drink maker, though. I'm just surprised that the foot spa didn't appear in the list as well. Funny how we think that some gadgets will save us time, but just turn out to be fads. Pretty much like the fate of the family Bible, if we have one. We might have bought it for the children or when we got married and seriously meant to read it. But then we never seemed to have the time, so left it on the bookshelf or moved it out of sight completely. Perhaps we felt that the message in there was too much like hard work to live up to, or it was just another fad in our lives. But the wisdom contained within its pages has stood the test of time. Eugene H. Peterson wrote that the Bible is given to us in the first place simply to invite us to make ourselves at home in the world of God and become familiar with the way God speaks and the ways in which we answer Him with our lives. It's not too late to discover that the Bible somewhere in the house will turn out to be the best value item you possess, the key to finding that happiness you're looking for. And a great place to start is the New Testament, the account written by John, which starts, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God," and goes on to say, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us." Be happy reading. I'm Aaron Wright.